There's an unspoken fear on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street, Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., for it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future, our children, that's all. We as liberty weeps, our fathers be brave.
Next second hour of the National Tell Report, today the 17th of September 2015. And I was talking last hour about gold sales in this country and how many people, it's 96-97% almost of people, which compared with other countries, that makes us the laughers. People's perception of money and what real money is and what a commodity is versus a precious metal has been blurred. So they've been kept in the dark, kept stupid. But in spite of that, the shortage of silver now. A couple of weeks ago, somebody ordered a couple monster boxes of silver, some Philharmonics. They got them within a day. Person called back, said, hey, I'd like some more of those. Sorry, I can't get them. It's going to be weeks and weeks and weeks, and I can't guarantee anything. So they bought gold, so I know this is actually happening. So, according to the update, the U.S. Mint sold 91,000 ounces of gold eagles in the first half of the month. That's half-month gold eagle sales in September are already 90% of total sales. For August, I estimated the total gold eagle sales will reach 165,000 ounces in September. But when you look at the charts, the first quarter of 2015, 146,000 ounces. Second quarter, 3 month quarters, obviously, 127 ounces. The estimated quarter three this year is roughly 480,500. Now, currently, third quarter gold eagle sales are at 352,000 ounces. Guy says, okay, I think they're going to reach 430,500 by the end of September. Thus estimated the QE, to be computed easy, the third quarter Gold Eagle sales of 430,500 ounces will be three times higher than the first quarter of this year by 46,000. So despite that, the buyers of the industry clean everybody out. That would mean 4% of the population cleaned the silver reserves out at the brook. Gone. Now there's a big wait period. Well, there's gold available, and, you know, for the price of it. And this is the thing that people do not understand in this country, that yes, that's real money. And it doesn't look like a very attractive investment because Lindsay hasn't done anything for how many quarters? Yeah. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if you can suggest to me what Larry Nichols is suggesting as a remedy. Something at the state level, some kind of registering or something. Any idea what some of the remedies that have been projected by Winter Road or McDonald's or fellow from Panama?
I'm sorry, who from Panama?
Oh, I can't think of his name. He was on a couple nights ago, you know, the economics fellow.
It wasn't my show, so I couldn't tell you about it. You,
okay,
you got to give me a little bit more detail. I have no way way of answering what Larry Nichols has been saying.
Okay, well, another thing, one of your programs today was about Constitution Day and about to protect your rights to consent, that the different forms and levels of government, that this was supposed to be one of the objectives. And judiciary is the one I did call in about, and they said that one of the things that he brought up was that the Supreme Court decides a case, and that case has repercussions, and he eliminates the citizen's right to consent because of that.
Well, and they've been making rulings, Betty, that the Supreme Court of the United States has no business making rulings on, whether it be Obamacare or anything of that nature. That's not questions that go before the court and the cases that go before the court based on the constitutionality or non-constitutionality of law itself. So that the arbiters of that is their only job. Is this within the constitutional issues or only to be in the venue they're supposed to be operating, I should say. And that's not, they're making rulings all along that they have no business making rulings on.
I agree.
You know?
Thank you for your clarification. One last thing. The idea that persons have a security number and that instead of being persons, their social security number kind of thing, there's so much to do with linguistics and lingos, and I'm just so frustrated with looking for remedies along with everybody else.
Okay, but Betty, we have been talking about the remedies. We have been.
Yes, you have, of course. That's where I'm going to, the remedies.
Yeah, and very basic and sound. I mean, it's not overly complicated. On any supply, get rid of the damn bankers, get rid of the people that bring you the world wars, get rid of the people that are making money off of death and destruction. If you eliminate the bankers and we have an honest money supply, it's going to solve a whole lot of our problems.
Well, that's supposed to be by getting control at state level.
Well, there seems to be a little bit of who the top dog is and who the arbiters are of everything in this country. And the Fed maintains the position that they're over states. Mm-hmm. And the mistake that's been made. You know, you heard Rick Perry a couple of years ago kind of allude to this. And people got really excited when he started talking about 10th Amendment. Wait a minute. The states do have arbiters. The reason why all the is that we have 10th Amendment to North Free Trade Agreement. And he called it. He said, we're going to lose jobs over this. People were most concerned about, and it centered around economy and jobs. Well, how many years ago was that? And then we had Ron Paul come up, and now he got closer to that third rail. He wanted to audit the Fed and really get rid of that Federal Reserve because, you see, it wasn't constitutional. The private corporation would run the world's largest economy. And that's exactly. Now you have Donald Trump that's going nowhere near that third. But people are now at a point where Donald Trump looks good to them. That's why I'm sitting here shaking my head. I've left of us, we got Bernie, and to the right, we got Donald Trump. Seriously? What he's saying, not saying much thing. The only thing he is resonating with complaints, their satisfaction. And that makes him number one guy. Until what point? Until somebody asks him important questions. What are your plans? What are your bullet points? How are you going to get to make great on? How many United States we didn't have centralized banking, didn't have communists operating in university and state and federal legislatures. You remember though that people, anybody even come out and say anything that was outside a constitutional bound, hell, they wanted to tar and feather them. Who the heck do you think you are? You know, for years and years and years. Oh, it's the left. Look at the right. Look what they're doing. When that argument could have been done away with, somebody would have simply got out a copy of the Constitution and read the damn thing. Because no matter, guess what? here's a little known thought among political circles. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican. It doesn't matter if you're an independent. None of that should matter if you're following the rule book, that being the Constitution. Now it's about policy and what we can get over and convince the American people in this gristocracy that ever existed that we should be doing. The dumbing down of people, the answer is old. It's a couple hundred years old. It's more than that. It's called the Constitution, that C word that nobody will say. So Ron Paul hit. Now Donald Trump is hitting black. And is there any talk coming out of Donald? Is there standards? Is the law? No, there isn't. You know, we don't ever dare even talk about, you know, the president-elect acting as if he's judge, jury, and executioner by way of executive orders. The obvious end run around our form of government that our elected leaders, senators, and congressmen, that everything runs through that. Presidents can't come out and create an executive order and bypass Congress. It ain't constitutional. But yet executive orders have never really been challenged. Because what a neat, nifty little tool a president has if he can just ignore Congress, the will of the people, and any damn thing else. Give me an example. Federal agencies have been directed to hire psychologists to experiment and find ways to better manipulate the American people to the federal government's will. A growing body of evidence demonstrates that behavioral science insights, research findings from fields such as behavioral economics and psychology about how people make decisions and act on, used in government policy to better serve people. That's what Obama wrote in an executive order released Tuesday, House Gov. The origin